Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to St. Paul High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from St. Paul High School, site of many great athletic competitions, as we get ready for tonight's C15 District Volleyball Championship game between the 25-6 Ord Lady Chanticleers and the undefeated 32-0 Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Both of these teams were state runners-up last year, Kearney Catholic in Class C1, Ord in C2, the Chanticleers moving up to C1, and they face a daunting task tonight in their second matchup of the year with the Stars. This is a team that has to upset Kearney Catholic to make it to the state tournament, while Kearney Catholic is number one in points in Class C1, and should the unthinkable happen tonight, they will be at the state tournament. The big story tonight in the area is Minden trying to get in as a wild card. The Lincoln Lutheran, Lincoln Christian sub-district final on Tuesday took one of those spots away from them, so they need all of the favorites to win tonight, and the most important of those is Shadron taking on Ogallala all the way out west in Bayard, and of course, in the Mountain Time Zone, we'll wait an extra hour to find that out. Minden hoping to get in as a wild card tonight. Also, Grand Island Central Catholic is playing Fillmore Central at Aurora, and Hastings St. Cecilia, the number one team in C2, is taking on Wood River, that game at Grand Island Senior High. But tonight, here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the New Tech Seed pregame show, it's high school volleyball between Kearney Catholic and Ord. And we'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the Ord Lady Chanticleers, their serving order will be as follows. Number 2, a 5'6" freshman, Morgan Alexander. Number 10, 5'8" senior, Megan Alexander. Number 11, 5'9" junior, Melanie Reese. Number 14, 6' senior, Nikki Carson. Number five is 5'8" senior Sydney McKinney, and number 7'5" freshman is Allie Weliak. The libero is 5'3" junior Tiara Krumel. She'll be wearing number 1 here tonight. The head coach of the Lady Chanticleers is Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callen, Jen Remmerid, and Leanne Smith. 25-6 on the season, and in the sub-district tournament on Tuesday, they defeated O'Neill and Valentine in straight sets. They actually played a Monday, Tuesday sub-district. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 9 is a 6'1" senior, Theron Baum. Number 2, 5'7" senior, Kaitlin Brannigan. Number 7, 6'1" senior, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, 5'7" junior, Shayla Connor. Number 1, 5'6" senior, Michaela Mestel. And number 14, 6' senior, Megan Anderson. The libero is number 23, 5'4" sophomore, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Lisa Sokolowski, Amy Johnson, and James Rapinus. They are a perfect 32-0 on the season, ranked number one all year in Class C1. They're number three in the all-class top 10 of the Omaha World Herald. And the national publication of Prep Volleyball and PrepVolleyball.com has Kearney Catholic, the number 42 team in the entire country. And on Tuesday night, they defeated Gibbon and Minden to make it here to the district finals. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We've got more coming your way here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to high school volleyball action. Class C district championships in C1 and C2 taking place across the state of Nebraska tonight. Last night, Class B and D. Wednesday was Class A. The state tournament pairings not out because games tonight can also affect those teams up a class or down a class. So the official state tournament pairings will be coming out tomorrow morning. One thing we can tell you, no matter what happens here tonight, Kearney Catholic will be the number one seed, and they will have the evening performance all the way throughout the state tournament. And that means 8:30 on Thursday, 8:30 on Friday, and if they make the championship game, 8:30 on Saturday night. C1 was the first championship game last year. It is the final championship game this year. Of course, for Kearney Catholic, they've been in the state finals the last 2 years, coming up short on both occasions. For Ord, this is a school that has gotten better over the last decade. They won the entire state championship in 2007, beating Kearney Catholic in the semifinals. They beat St. Paul the opening round, coming from two sets down. They beat Kearney Catholic in the semis, and they beat Minden in the championship game. Last year in C2, they beat Hardington Cedar Catholic, then had that epic come-from-behind win against Hastings St. Cecilia in the semifinals before losing to Lutheran High Northeast in four sets in the championship. These teams did not meet in the conference tournament. That was that epic five-setter where Wood River took a 24-22 fifth-set win over Ord to make it to the championship and take on Kearney Catholic. So Ord finished third in the conference. Kearney Catholic won it, and earlier this year in the triangular at Kearney Catholic, the Stars won in straight sets. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Ord and Kearney Catholic getting ready for the C15 District Volleyball Championship, and it's coming your way next on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Denham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Denham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings at Denham's. Our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Well, it's the atmosphere you hoped to see last night when we were down the road at Centura for Class D volleyball. Good attendance by both teams. The bands were there. We've got a band here tonight from the Chanticleers. Good attendance by both squads as well. Even though the Stars know that they're in, they know they get a chance to watch a special volleyball team, maybe the best ever volleyball team in the Lou Platt Conference, but they cannot attain that if they don't win here tonight and win three games in Grand Island next week. Ward, well, compared to what you want, 1980 U.S. hockey, David Goliath, I don't think they're that big of an underdog. Ord is a good, good volleyball team. They have got good tradition. They've got a good mixture of upperclassmen and younger players. And it's going to be paramount that they get off to a good start here tonight, because as we have followed this volleyball for 25 years, if you're the power, you can put on runs. It's hard for the other team to do so. Ord has won the toss, and they will serve it away. Moving from left to right, Kearney Catholic from right to left along your radio dial. And let's get this C15 District Championship underway with Morgan Alexander on the serve. Across to Studi, Connor with the quick set, right side, Theron Baum takes it off the single block of Megan Alexander. Chanticleer's overpass, free ball, Brannigan, and Brannigan will get the first kill of the match. So Ward got what they wanted early, but then on an overpass, on a non-tough swing that time, Brannigan was there for the easy put away. Nobody was there, obviously, to throw up a block. Now Theron Baum to serve it away for the Stars. Good topspin on that. Tierra Krummel picks it up. Alexander to Carson. The lefty takes it off the block for Ord's first point. Nikki Carson and Megan Alexander lead this team in kills. For Kearney Catholic, pretty balanced, but it's Bailey Sokolowski and Michaela Mestel, and then Megan Anderson right there with you in kills and blocks, just like Sokolowski. Now Megan Alexander to serve. The knuckleball back middle to Studi. Here's a slide right side. Sokolowski cuts it across. Overpass, but Ord did dig it up. Now Connor sets to the left side. Brannigan tip is out of bounds, but Ord was in the net. And so Kearney Catholic will get the point, leading it 2-1. Everything has to go right for the underdog, no matter what the sport is. And those are the points. Would have been a point Ord. Instead, it's a point Kearney Catholic. Just cannot have those tonight. Back to serve it away, Paige Herbert. We talked with Coach Connor after the sub-districts about her sophomore servers, and Herbert gets an ace serve here. And that's exactly what we were talking about in Paige Herbert and Morgan Studi. They're different the way they serve the ball. Studi with that powerful jump serve, Herbert with a lot more topspin and movement on it, but both lethal servers. Short serve to Megan Alexander. Morgan has to tip it across. Chanticleers get it to the outside. It's going to be Mestel. She comes near side, but put it in the net. Attack error by Mestel, and it's 3-2. First set just underway here on Classic Hits. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball, as Sydney Krubel rotates in, and she'll serve and play back row here for Coach Alexander. Studi with the pass to Connor. Slide right side. It's going to be Sokolowski comes near side. Ord barely moved, and Bailey will have her first kill. 4-2. Sokolowski usually doesn't go down that short sideline, that near sideline, and I think that's what caught Ward off. They slid over. They're going to give her that, and she saw it right away. Morgan Studi now to serve it away. And here comes the jump serve. Studi, this one picked up by Krubel in the middle. Alexander gets it. Carson on the outside. She's blocked out of bounds. Kill for Carson. Two for Nikki Carson. Ward gets the side out. It's 4-3. Prasoski in the back row for the Stars, and Carson now goes back to serve it away. Chanticleers with that left-handed serve. Carson floats it across, the miscommunication, and ace. Studi thought Mestel was going to take it in front of her, and then by the time it floated by her, Studi had no chance, and we are tied at 4. First ace serve of the match for the Chanticleers. First point on serve for Ord. Again, here in the postseason, we play the best 3 out of 5. Serve is a shorter one to Mestel. Set to the outside, Anderson puts it straight down. Megan Anderson with her first kill. 5-4. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Back to serve it away will be Shayla Connor. Connor the setter. Junior season. Set all of last year. Most of her freshman year because of the injury. Here's the Chanticleers to the outside. Drudik with the attack. Just barely got enough duty. Run down Herbert. Passed across by Anderson. Free ball here for Ord. Carson backs that outside, but the attack is out of bounds. No room for Kaylee Pelton. And it's a wide point for Kearney Catholic. 6-4. Ord had a good look at what they wanted there, but could not execute, and Shayla Connor to serve it away. Chanticleers backs it outside, and the set is wide, and the tip is wide. So back-to-back errors by the Chance, and it's 7-5 Stars. Connor with the serve. Moving a little farther to her left, and then angling it to her right to Megan Alexander. Set outside. They'll go to the outside, and Kenzie Drudik will get the kill, splitting the double block. Kearney Catholic 7, Ord 5. Again, all of our matches available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Plus, after the match, you can hear the podcast at any time, free of charge, plus photos of our high school broadcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Sydney McKinney now re-enters the game to serve for the Chanticleers. Over to Studi. Connor runs it down. Middle to Mestel. They put up a triple block, and she still drives it through. The triple block in the middle, and Mestel says no problem. 8-5 Stars. And Mestel now will go back to serve it away. Her serving game has become a little more diversified throughout the season, but there she puts it into the net for the first service error of the match. And maybe with more diversification, there are a few more errors. Now, there's a few more aces, but there's also a few more errors. Side out for Tiara Krubel of the Chanticleers. Down 8-6. Very deep serve, and it is out of bounds. So Ward has not been able to take advantage of a couple of Kearney Catholic mistakes, and we've quickly made it through the rotation here almost one full time. Jamie McCannion for the Stars. Ward comes way off that back line on serve receive. There's about 5-6 feet behind all of them. Outside Alexander's first swing is stuffed by Theron Baum. Ace block by Baum. 10-6 Kearney Catholic. And that's where you just have to be careful. All of a sudden, it seems like it's an even match. You look up at the scoreboard, the Stars have the ball, and they're up 4. McCann now from the middle. Floats it down the middle to McKinney. Carson now setting. Back set. Tipped across for Chanticleer kill. Kaylee Pelton gets her first. That's the fourth for the Chance. So we haven't had a lot of long runs. Kearney Catholic had 1 3-point run to take it from a 4-4 tie to a 7-4 lead. And they still have a 3-point lead. And now Morgan Alexander to serve for the second time in the match. Over to Mestel, the pass a little off the mark. Theron Baum from the 10-foot line floats it across. Morgan Alexander to Carson outside to Megan. She'll terminate. First kill for Megan Alexander. 10-8. And Morgan Alexander to serve. That's just the second point on serve here early on for Ord. Kearney Catholic with a little different defense. They have just Studi and Mestel behind the 10-foot line on serve-receive. Not a bad two to have there, and they'll have to set it across to Krumel. Free ball here. Alexander to Carson on a quick. She tips it down for the Ord kill. 3 in a row now for Ord. Nikki Carson's third kill. It's 10-9. And Morgan Alexander a chance to tie it. I'll tell you what, if she does tie it, you'll hear those Chanticleer fans along the far side. And the serve is an ace! And we're tied at 10. And there come the Ord fans, a few of them to their feet right here, as Alexander took it near side and Ord has scored 4 in a row to tie this match at 10. And Alexander's still on the serve. That's enough to bring Coach Connor off the bench. Now they'll move the serve over to the right side to Studi. Connor sets it out to Brannigan from off the net. Good angle attack for a Kearney Catholic point. Second kill for Brannigan. 11-10 Stars. And Theron Baum to serve it away. Not only, if you're just catching us for maybe the first time this season, not only is Kearney Catholic 32-0 and ranked third in the entire state of Nebraska, regardless of class, they have not lost a set since the opening weekend. And here's Carson to terminate for Ord. They're moving the ball around, looking where the block is, keeping it off the net a little bit. And Carson with her fourth kill. And that, I didn't completely add it up, but that's between 50 and 60 consecutive sets that Kearney Catholic has won, and very few of them have even been close. Megan Alexander now to serve for the Chanticleers, but she's wide and out of bounds. Got to serve strong, got to serve angles, and you just hope you make more aces than errors in the match tonight. That happened to be an error, the second service error for Ord. And Paige Herbert now to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Their two toughest servers now get up in this rotation. Here's the outside attack. Ord, Kenzie Drudik. Drudik will put it down. Not a lot of long points so far in this match, which would be beneficial if you're even. I mean, it's beneficial for Ord because Kearney Catholic usually wins many of the rallies, and we've seen him do that here since the conference tournament. Back to serve, Sidney Krumel for Ord. Chance to take the lead, but again, that same thing we said just the last time. Trying to cut off a little too much there. Take it on the short side, and it's wide and out of bounds. So back-to-back service errors here for Ord. Three of their last five serves. Or three of the last 5 points, we should say, have been out of bounds for Kearney Catholic. On service errors. Now Studi to serve. Powerful jump serve. Carson has it. Alexander in the middle gets it back to Nikki, but she rolled it into the net. And it's 14-12, Kearney Catholic. Studi wearing that 23 libero uniform, the old gold and green. Makes a running start at it. Good serve to Tierra Krumel, but a nice pass to Alexander. Outside Trudick off the tip of Connor. Dug out Pososki, sent it to the outside. Nestle drives it home. Number two for Michaela Mestel. And three in a row for Kearney Catholic. It's 15-12. Neither team has called the timeout yet. But I'm guessing we might see one if the Stars get another one here. Serve to Krumel. They're handling Studi's serve. Drudick from off the net. There's no block, but they dig it out with Herbert. Set outside Mestel. She'll roll it into the block of Nikki Carson. Ace block. Kearney Catholic got away with one there when they didn't block Drudick. But then Carson was there for the block and the ace that time around. Kearney Catholic 15 or 13, game one. Carson now back to serve it away. The lefty just over the top of the net, middle of Mestel, short on the quick. Michaela with a great dig there by Carson. They keep it alive. Megan Alexander gets it outside, and it's driven home by Kaylee Pelton. Back and forth we go in a very competitive first set. A timeout, Kearney Catholic. So Kearney Catholic leads at 15-14. But Coach Chris Connor needs to put a little more pep in her girl's step. So a timeout on the floor. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And back to action out of the Kearney Catholic timeout. Mestel's going to get a tip kill to get the side out for the Stars on a soft serve that time from Nikki Carson. So it's Kearney Catholic 16 and Ord 14. Theron Bond is, or excuse me, Shayla Connor to go back and serve it away here. Very short serve. Picked up Carson. Couldn't keep it out of the net. Double hit call. 17-14. And Shayla to serve. Connor across to Pelton. Here's the set to the outside. Driven home by Drudick. Lindsay Drudick with her third kill. So Ord not letting Kearney Catholic run away here. And McKinney back to serve it away for the Lady Chanticleers. Ord 25-6 with one of those losses coming to Kearney Catholic. They lost to St. Paul on opening night. And Lincoln Christian, who beat Lincoln Lutheran the other night. They have lost to Kearney Catholic twice. My apologies, as that attack by Kearney Catholic is mishit. So they do have an error there. They lost to Kearney Catholic in the Stars tournament, and then they lost to him in a triangular. So two of those six losses are to the Stars. McKinney now to serve it away again. Chance to tie it up here. Studi gets it over to Connor. Here's a good look for Mestel. It hit the net, and that helped her. She gets the kill. Michaela Mestel actually got a little help from the tape that time. Usually that helps the defense, pops it up, gives them a chance to get under it, but Ord had the block there. It just deflected away from the double block. And Mestel getting ready to serve, but Ord has decided to call a timeout before the serve takes place. It is Kearney Catholic 18 and Ord 16. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront in Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And the fans making their voices heard here tonight at St. Paul High School. It is C-15 District Championship. We'll give you updates on some other volleyball in a little bit. Most everybody in the state started tonight at 7 o'clock, including Grand Island Central Catholic, Fillmore Central, and Wood River St. Cecilia. Service across to Tierra Krumel. Here's the outside, Alexander. Blocked by Anderson, it would have been out of bounds, but Ord did pass it back over. Aaron Baum sets it outside for Brannigan, and she'll put it down. Taylin Brannigan with her third kill. Only 8 kills for Kearney Catholic. 1 ace block, 1 ace serve, so both teams have some errors early on. Mestel serve picked up there by McKinney. Carson back set. Pelton off balance, pushes it across quickly to Anderson in the middle. She'll fire it through the double block and pick up the kill. Second kill for Megan, and it's 20-16. So out of the Ord timeout, Kearney Catholic has scored 2 in a row. Mestel serve. And tough one there, picked up barely by McKay. They get it out to Alexander, overpass tip by Baum. Ord has it to Pelton. Chanticleer still have it to Brannigan. Outside Kearney Catholic, Brannigan, her attack is in. Ord, in front of their bench, thought maybe it was deep. They were hoping it was deep. But Brannigan with her fourth kill, and now Kearney Catholic has some separation for the first time in the match. And Ord will have to call their second timeout. So it's been competitive all the way, but Ord has fallen behind 21-16. The Stars have scored 3 in a row to take the lead out to 5, and we'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to St. Paul. Doug Tuda along with Rich McKinney, Tim Manline, and the entire fine crowd that's here as we bring you the C-15 District Volleyball Tournament. And Michaela Mestel gets an ace serve. So Mestel with 4 in a row. It's now Kearney Catholic 22 and Ord 16 in the opening set, best of 5 of this district championship. Michaela Mestel across to Megan Alexander. Carson close to the net, and they call her for a double hit. The passing has all of a sudden falling off here for the Stars. We talked with Coach Wendy Alexander before the match. I said, anything different, anything drastically different? She said, no, we're just going to make a couple of tweaks and see if we can make them move up front on the net, which they had for a while. Alexander's blocked by Anderson, picked up Chanticleer's Pelton. She'll roll it off the single block for the kill. Haley Pelton with her third kill, and Ord will get the volleyball back, but a huge hole, 23-17. As it was 18-16, 5 in a row by the Stars. Probably enough to put this away. Tierra Krumel serve, strong down the middle to Mestel. Connor goes right side. Anderson termination. It is game point. Megan Anderson with the kill, and it's 24-17. Bailey Sokolowski back in for Kearney Catholic, and Sydney Krumel returns to the lineup for Ord. 24-17. Jamie McCann going to come in and serve it away here for the Stars, trying to finish off the opening set. McCann serve. Down the middle to McKinney. Carson sets outside Alexander. Tip is blocked by Baum, up by Ord. Carson puts it back into play for Pelton. Tips it across, and it's good for the point. Bailey Pelton gets her fourth kill. And it'll be game point number 2 here for Kearney Catholic as Morgan Anderson is back in to serve it away. 24-18. And Anderson to serve. Morgan floats a short one. Mestel gets it. Connor short in the middle to Sokolowski for the easy dump down. And Kearney Catholic will take game number 1. It was contested for the first 75% of this set, but then the Stars pull away for a 25-18 win. And we'll be back to take a look at the first set numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda back with you here in between games one and two. The teams had identical numbers in kills, blocks, and ace serves. It was just more errors from Ord as Kearney Catholic went to 25-18 for Ord. Morgan Alexander, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Kenzie Trudick had 3 kills. Sydney McKinney had a service point. Kaylee Pelton, 4 kills. Megan Alexander, 1 kill. Nikki Carson, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block and 4 kills. 12 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves for Ord. 4 kills for Carson and Pelton, 3 for Drudick. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Vestal, 5 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Kaylin Brannigan, 4 kills. Morgan Studi, 2 service points. Shayla Connor, 3 service points. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 kills. Theron Baum, an ace block. Jamie McCann had a service point. Megan Anderson had 3 kills, and Paige Herbert had an ace serve. Also 12 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves, but Kearney Catholic wins game 1, 25-18. Back with the second set after this on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits. In other volleyball tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic squeaks out the first set over Fillmore Central, 25-23. Here, Kearney Catholic takes game one, 25-18, and Theron Baum to serve. And Megan Alexander to tip it over the double block just in front of Theron Baum for her second kill. So Ord will be on the board first here in game number two. That'll be their first lead here of the evening. They were tied a couple of times early in the first set, but never did get the lead. And now back to serve it away will be Morgan Alexander. Right at Studi. Connor, slide, Sokolowski, termination. It's that simple for Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away for Kearney Catholic will be Paige Herbert. Herbert takes her time, now goes on the far angle, right on the line to Tierra Krummel. Back set, miscommunication. Carson has to bump it across. Free ball here for the Stars. Slide Sokolowski, blocked by Alexander, but it falls out by just a couple of feet. And Bailey will have 2 kills in a row, 4 for the match. And Herbert to serve it away again. Page floats that one across, picked up there by Krummel to the outside. Carson, good dig that time by Whitney Colling, who's in. Then 2 Stars run together, Herbert and Mestel, and they hit it into the net. So the error gives Ord the point, 2-2. And Kenzie Judick re-enters the front row. McKinney will check out. And back to serve it away is Megan Alexander. Alexander with that angle, short one to Mestel, dumped across by Connor, and she got the kill. Shayla Connor caught Ord a little flat-footed. They weren't ready for that one, and it's 3-2 Stars. Studi back to serve it away. Kearney Catholic won the first set 25-18, finishing the game on a 7-2 run. Studi served very deep that time and picked up by Megan Alexander to Morgan. Overset, and that's an easy one for Mestel. She'll dump it down. 4th kill for Michaela Mestel. And again, as good as this Star team is, they still have not put a state championship trophy in their trophy case, and that is what they are striving for, no matter how well they've done. 4-2, and we'll check at the scores table there, but apparently everything checks out, so Studi ready to go again. 4-2, Kearney Catholic. Game 2. Studi serve. That had some movement on it. Picked up by Drudik. Back set to the outside. Carson, good look, and a couple of flicks, but they cannot get it back over. Nikki Carson with her fifth kill. Side out for the Chanticleers. Melanie Reese in that front row. Now she'll check out to let Sydney Krumel come back and serve it away. Krumel right in the middle of the service area. Takes about six steps up to the line and throws it into the tape. So the error brings it back over to the Stars. A reminder, the state volleyball tournament for Class C1 starts next Thursday at Grand Island Senior High. And the Stars will play at 8:30 no matter what happens here. Ward would not necessarily be the eighth seed should they pull the upset tonight. Serve over to Carson. Short set in the middle. The tip across that time by Welniak. Kearney Catholic able to pass it across. They do call the four hits. Yep, four hits called there because it was hit twice early on. A block, it ricocheted off another player. The Stars weren't sure about that, and they're trying to get a call here. They don't think that it was hit four times. Coach Connor talking to the down official. Says no, four hits will be called. So give the kill to Allison Welniak, and Ward will get the serve here. Nikki Carson to do so. St. Cecilia takes game one from Wood River, 25-22. And Carson gets the ace. And we're tied at five. Second ace serve for Carson here this evening. Most of the year when we've seen Ord, they just haven't scored off this rotation. Makes it a lot easier when Carson can throw an ace at him. At that time, she misses. So how often is the ace negated by the error? And that's what happened there. 6-5, Kearney Catholic. And Brannigan back in the front row. Herbert out. Now Michaela Mestel to serve it away. Mestel right at Megan Alexander. Carson sets it to the outside. And that's down and good by Kenzie Drudik. Almost set her into the antenna in front of the benches here. And Drudik did a good job not only to wrap it around the antenna, but to have a little zing on it. And now Sydney McKinney back to serve it away here for the Lady Chanticleers. And McKinney serve. Takes it across to Mestel. Connor sets outside. Here's Brannigan. And she didn't get it over. Tried to go on a short angle, keep it in front of that 10-foot line, and it spun along the tape and would not crawl over, and Ord has the lead at 7-6. McKinney all the way to the far left-hand corner, about as far as you can go. Fires it down the middle to Studi. Connors sit to the outside. Brannigan blocked a little late, but getting a hand on it was Welniak. Chanticleers go to Alexander. She's stuffed, but it's picked up momentarily. Good hustle, Krumel, and Ord does dump it over. Free ball here for the Stars. They tried to slide it to Anderson, but it's a standing spike over. Ward tries to get back into system. They have to tip it over. Kearney Catholic struggling. One arm, great save by Connor. Get it back over. Free ball for Ward. Short set. Welniak drives it over. Pass right back by the Stars. Longest rally of the match. Alexander, one-on-one termination. Megan Alexander. Eight-six, Lady Chanticleer. Kearney Catholic won the opening set, 25-18. Sydney McKinney, again down the middle to Mestel. Good pass to Connor. Back set to the right side, Anderson. One arm up by Tierra Krumel. Backing up to make the play, Megan Anderson. Dug out there and passed across by Connor, who set it over everybody but hit the corner. Good job there by Shayla Connor to see the opening on the court and get her second kill. Side out for the Stars of Kearney Catholic. And serving it away will be Jamie McCann. And into the net. First service error of the game. And just the second of the match for Kearney Catholic. So Tierra Krumel now will go serve it away for Ord. Trying to get a little bit of a lead here. They're up two. Right at Studi. Has to be set in the middle by Bailey Sokolowski. Back row attack rolled across by Mestel. Picked up by Reese. Outside to Pelton. Left-hander takes it across. Now here's Theron Baum from off the net. Didn't get over. There's no four hits called. We play on Alexander, though. Terminates. Short side. Left corner. Megan Alexander with her third kill of this game. 10-7 Ord. And timeout. Kearney Catholic's going to use it early. So timeout on the floor. Stars won the opener, pulling away late 25-18. Kearney Catholic's up 10-7 in the second set. You're listening to the C-15 District Volleyball Championship on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Ord.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, things are getting a little more interesting here in the C-15 District Championship, as Ord has taken a lead over Kearney Catholic. It's still pretty early in Game 2, but the Chanticleers have the lead at 10-7, forcing the Stars to take the timeout. Tierra Krumel now to serve it away, looking for two in a row. And she'll put it safely in the middle to Mestel. Connor, back set, Theron Baum off the tip. Tierra Krumel couldn't quite get to it, and Theron will get the kill. That's the first kill for Theron Baum, and a side out here for the Stars. High school football continues Tuesday here on Classic Hits with Shelton at Bertrand, while Kearney Catholic will be at Adams Central on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Whitney Colling comes in to serve. A different move by Coach Connor. Good serve. Chanticleers return it. Slide to Sokolowski, but she missed it wide. Went off the side of her hand, out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic will be on defense as the Chanticleers will sub Morgan Alexander back in to serve. Morgan and Megan, yes, they are sisters. And yes, Wendy is their coach and their mother. So a family affair there. As Morgan rolls that serve across to Studi, close to the net, overpass, but Ord couldn't finish. Megan Alexander went up against Shayla Connor, and the net got in the way. And Kearney Catholic catches a break. Not that they need them, but they got one there. Paige Herbert now back to serve. Herbert serve. Floats it across to Tierra Krumel. Morgan Alexander out to Carson. She's blocked up front by Connor. Ord plays it to the right side to Reese, and into the net it goes. 11-10. Paige Herbert. We could get something rolling here for Kearney Catholic. She and Studi, the next two servers, but as we say that, the serve goes into the net. And back over to Ord, 12-10. Kenzie Trudick back into the front row. Both teams use plenty of players. Kearney Catholic, 10, 11 of them. Ward's going to use about 9. Chanticleers to serve with Megan Alexander. Fires it across to Herbert. Set it up Mestel on the outside. She elevates and sends it deep. That block got way up there, and I think Mestel thought she had to take it over it, and she did, but off the back wall. 13-10 Ord. And Megan Alexander serves again at Studi, but it's just deep off the back line. They let it go out. Side out, Kearney Catholic. Back into the front row, Megan Anderson, and back to serve is Morgan Studi. Stars won the first set, 25-18. Ord up in game 2, 13-11. Studi's jump serve at Megan Alexander. It's close to the net. Morgan tries to tip it over, and it didn't do anything. I'm not sure if she was trying to set it up for Carson or tip it over. It just kind of stayed right there, and Ord could not get to it. Point Kearney Catholic, and Studi serve. Ace, her first one. There's Ord playing so far off the back line that when it goes over their head, they're pretty sure it's out. Usually that's the case, but when you've got 6 feet behind you at least, there's going to be some room, and Ord is now going to call the timeout. It is 13-13 in the second set. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-18. We're playing the best of five in the C-15 district final here on Classic Hits.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda here at St. Paul, midway through the second set. of our C-15 district championship game. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-18. They were up three on two different occasions here. The second set was Ord, but now Kearney Catholic has come back to tie at 13-13. Out of the Ord timeout, Morgan Studi to serve it away. Studi's jump serve across to Drudick. Overpass, free ball. Mestel with an easy put away. And that's what Kearney Catholic has been lacking, or at least a consistent basis, those strong serves that have been putting Ord in problems, either with aces or with easy putaways like that. Again, it's an overpass. That time, though, it's saved by Reese. Can Ord get it back? Yeah, they do. Good job. Three ball, though, for the Stars. They go out on the short set to Bestel, and Michaela now has it going. Her sixth kill. Five in a row by Kearney Catholic, and they lead it 15-13. They take a little of the pressure off. Studi with four in a row from the service line. Now Ord's got to find a way to get that volleyball back. They want to stay in this game. Over to Megan Alexander. There's a good pass. Morgan to Carson. Carson overswung, and somehow it fell. It almost looked like Carson whiffed, but it fell on Kearney Catholic's side, and Nikki will get credit for her sixth kill. And it's 15-14. Substitutions in and out of the game right now as Carson will go back. It will be Sydney Krumel to go back and serve it away here for Ord. Also Tuesday football, a doubleheader on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Giltner Medicine Valley at 3, Donovan Trumbull North Platte St. Pat's at 6. Serve across to Mestel. There's the quick to Michaela. It's blocked by Drudick, but it's just out. And Mestel will get her seventh kill. 16-14, Kearney Catholic. Ord has battled gamely here in the first two sets, but you got to figure if they can't get it 1-1, it's all for naught. And again, Kearney Catholic hasn't dropped a set since the opening Saturday of the season. And that was against the top teams at A and B, and now an ace serve for Shayla Connor. Passed into the net, they couldn't do anything with it. 17-14, each team has used a timeout. And Connor's serve into the net. So Ord gets the ball right back. And re-entering Kaylee Pelton. And to serve now will be Carson. So we've got Pelton in that front row. Alexander there. Drudick there. Carson serve. Nice knuckleball ace. That didn't move until it got over the top of the tape, which wasn't more than a couple of inches. And Carson with her third service ace of the match. 17-16. And a chance to tie it up. Carson left-handed serve goes to her right. And floats that same spot. Studi's ready. Connor, slide Anderson. Megan, big dig by Carson all the way into the back row of Kearney Catholic. So they'll set it to Herbert. Herbert rolls it over and it hit the floor. Paige Herbert able to just get that ball over and bail the Stars out. First kill for Herbert, who just plays back row for Kearney Catholic. That looked like a point that was going to tie this set. Now Mestel to serve. Last set, she got the five in a row at this exact spot, 18-16, to put it away. Ord with the volleyball, going to have to pass it over. Free ball here in the back corner. Studi gets it to Connor. Go to the outside, Brannigan. Angle is in. Kaylin Brannigan with her first kill of this game, fifth of the match. Have to wonder if Coach Alexander might use her timeout here right now because Mestel's the one that put away game number one. 19-16. And this one across to Megan Alexander. Short set middle. The attack taken across and returned back by Studi quickly. And then Ord watches it fall to the floor. Some miscommunication. And it's 20-16. That's 2 points in a row that Ord has given Kearney Catholic a little help. And the final timeout will be taken by Coach Wendy Alexander. So that's kind of the difference in the match right now. Not a lot of errors, but Ord has a couple more than Kearney Catholic. Stars won the opener 25-18 and now lead 20-16 in Game 2 here on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
The Ord timeout, the Chanticleers will set back row, and Megan Alexander will get the kill. Her fifth, and right back over to the Lady Chance. And to serve it away will be Sydney McKinney. McKinney, far left-hand corner. Trying to get Ord back into game number two, 20-17, but it hit the tape and would not crawl over. 21-17, Kearney Catholic. Jamie McCann to serve it away to finish up this rotation. McCann. That one's right down the middle to Tierra Krummel. Carson sets outside. Megan Alexander blocked up front. Sokolowski ace. Theron Baum and Bailey Sokolowski. Just the second ace block here for Kearney Catholic. So Ord is doing some things to stay off that net. Can serve. Backing up, Sydney McKinney keeps it in play, but it's in the middle of the court from the 10-foot line. Megan Alexander hammers it home. Nice adjustment by Alexander, her sixth kill. Ord gets it back 22-18, but they're running out of time here in the second set with Tierra Krummel to serve. They need two or three right here. Starts with one, though, and Krummel floats it back to Studi. Didn't handle it very well. They'll call her for the left. Ace serve. First ace for Tierra Krummel. 22-19. Score update. Grand Island Central Catholic is up 2-0 over Fillmore Central, 25-23 and 25-17. Krummel tries the same thing. It runs up Studi again, stays in the back row. Passed across, free ball, Ord. Carson sets it outside Alexander, blocked up front by Theron Baum, and then Ord called in the net. In the net on the Chanticleers. Theron Baum was going to get that block down anyway. And it's 23-19, Kearney Catholic. And Theron Baum's going to come out, and Whitney Colling will come in again to serve for her. 2 points away from a 2-0 lead here in the district final. Colling serve. Over to Krummel. Carson sets it wide again for Alexander. Tries to roll it across. Brannigan with the dig. Slides Sokolowski. Tierra Krummel with the overpass out of bounds. Bailey Sokolowski with her fifth kill. And it is game point, Kearney Catholic. Whitney Colling on the serve. And the little lefty floats it across right on the line to Alexander. Here's the set over, set by Carson. That was intentional. Blocked back by Sokolowski. And then a double hit's going to be called on Ord. So both sets tight for the first 16, 18 points. It was 18-16 in both sets. But then Kearney Catholic puts on the run at the end of each set. They've been up 2-0 now, 25-18 and 25-19. The Stars leading Ord. And we'll be back with the numbers in a minute.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Doug Duda back with you here at St. Paul High School. A big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Peters and the entire crew here, as always, in there for their hospitality. Let's take a look at the numbers of our second set. First of all, for Ord, Tierra Krummel, two service points. One of those was an ace. One kill for Kenzie Trudick. Sydney McKinney, 2 service points. Allie Weliak had a kill. Megan Alexander, a service point and 5 kills. Nikki Carson, 2 ace serves and 2 kills. 9 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves as the Chanticleers dropped the second set for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel, 2 service points, 4 kills. Kaylin Brannigan, 1 kill. Morgan Studi, 4 service points, 1 was an ace. Whitney Colling, 2 service points. Shayla Connor, an ace serve and 2 kills. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block and 3 kills. Theron Baum, an ace block and a kill. Jamie McCann had 1 service point, and Paige Herbert, 2 service points and a kill. 12 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes the second set for board, 25-19, and they're now up 2 games to none. We'll be back with the third set of the C-15 District Championship game in St. Paul after this timeout on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Ord serves to start the third set. Kearney Catholic goes middle and hits it deep out of bounds. And so Ord gets the first point here off the serve of Morgan Alexander. Serve across to Mestel. Slide middle into Sokolowski. It didn't get over. They're going to say it was attacked into the tape. No block. And Ord has the first 2 points here to go up 2 points to none. Morgan Alexander to serve it away. Boy, would love to get a few more here. Get a great start. Set to the outside. Brannigan through the double block. Huge swing. It's bouncing around in the rafters. It'll give Ord a chance to play it. Otherwise, they couldn't have got to it. And it's returned. Kearney Catholic tries to go quick. Sokolowski right side terminates. Just too tough to get back in system after that. And Bailey Sokolowski with her 6th kill. Michaela Mestel has 7. Sokolowski has 6. Brannigan has 5 for Ord. 6 for Alexander and Carson, 4 for Pelton and Drudick. And now it's going to be Allie Prasoski, and she's going to serve. They might have mistaken where they were in the rotation. She usually doesn't serve. Outside Carson, off the block of Connor. Nice save, Prasoski and Connor. Free ball, Ward. Dumped across, though, by Alexander, and that puts Kearney Catholic back in control. Rolled over by Brannigan. Alexander to set for Ward. Outside to Megan. She'll drive it down. Megan with her 7th kill. Ward 3, Kearney Catholic 1. Other scores from around the area. Hastings St. Cecilia beating Wood River 25-13 in the second set. So St. Cecilia is up 2-0 on Wood River. Grand Island Central Catholics up 2-0 on Fillmore Central. And the serve over, and Studi and Mestel look at each other, and the ball falls to the floor, which is unusual. That's happened 2 or 3 times already tonight. And for the year, they've played that same rotation all the time, and that just doesn't happen. 4-1 Ord. Megan Alexander, that time deep. Boy, we've seen that a lot. Ord has followed up their ace serves almost every time with an error. So they're not allowing themselves to build any momentum. 4-2 Ord. Paige Herbert to serve for the Stars. Tierra Krummel to Morgan Alexander. Back set Carson. Carson is going to drive it off the single block of Mestel for the kill. The 7th kill for Nikki Carson, 5-2 Chanticleers. And Sydney Krummel to serve it away. One thing that Ord fans know, a lot of fans in the Lou Platte Conference know, Ord has made a habit of falling behind 2-0. Now, this is a different story tonight against number 1, but they have come back time and time again from 2 sets down. They about did it in the conference semifinals against Wood River, as Sokolowski will get her 7th kill. They've come from behind on Kearney Catholic before. They came behind in the state semifinals against Hastings St. Cecilia last year, down 2-0. Studi, ace serve. She found a big opening over here on the left side. There were only 2 Chanticleers, and they weren't very close together. And Morgan said, I think I'll place it there. Second ace for Morgan Studi. 5-4 Ord. Third set. Kearney Catholic's up 2-0. And another ace for Studi. Ord's going to have to change their serve-receive alignment over there because Studi had not been burning them too bad until this time around. 5-5. Studi moves it into the middle. Krumel overpass at the net and a lift called. Well, a back row attack. Ord's setter actually took it across, which you can't do when you're stationed in the back row. 6-5. So Studi picks up another point. And another one almost into the net. Can Carson get it over? Yes, she does. Great angle for Soski. Connor then dumped it into the net. How about that for Carson? Nikki Carson makes it 6-6. Gets it back over to Ord after the Stars ran off four in a row. Now Carson goes back to serve it away. Nikki short side right at Megan Anderson. Had just had to pop it up. Herbert to Mestel in the middle from the 10-foot line. Cannot get it over. Kearney Catholic's actually had a few more errors tonight than usual. 7-6 Ord. Neither team has hit a high percentage this evening. And the serve by Carson. Stays in the back row that time. And the attack at the net by Anderson is not going to get through. Megan Anderson with the attack here. And Nikki Carson with the point makes it 8-6 Ord. Same spot they were at in game number two. But into the net it goes. And a point over to Kearney Catholic. Second service error of this game. Ord had four service errors in the second game. They had three in the first, so that's nine service errors tonight for the Chanticleers. And we're not even midway through the third. Outside attack, Drudik. One arm up by Studi and Connor, and somehow Herbert gets it over. Free ball. Pass not good. Megan Alexander, back row attack blocked by Megan Anderson. First ace block for Anderson. And it's 8-8. Shayla Connor on the serve. Connor floats it across to Tierra Krumel. Carson sets back again for Alexander. That time got it over the block for the kill. Megan Alexander. We've got a couple of Alexanders. We've got Andersons. We've got plenty of Megans out there. And it's 9-8 Ord. 25-18, 25-19. Kearney Catholic winning the first two sets. Sydney McKinney now to serve it away. One of the seniors on this squad along with Pelton, Sydney Krumel, Megan Alexander, Carson, and Jordan Knight. So a lot of seniors for Ord. Here's a short set. Anderson can't convert. Another Kearney Catholic error. Well, Coach Connor, I think, has got to be happy that, well, she can't be happy, but at least it's happening here and not next week, she has to hope. As McKinney serves it across, because next week you lose, there's no more wild card. Middle attack, off the net for Mestel, down and good. But there's not a lot of enthusiasm right now for the Stars. They haven't been able to get that kill, celebrate, get a nice block. They're either making the error or Ward's making the error. There hasn't been a lot of excitement here so far in the third set. And now Mestel to serve. Down the middle to Tierra Krumel. Pass off the mark. Run down by Pelton. Rolled over there by Megan Alexander. Barely. Picked up by Brannigan. Slide right side. Anderson goes near corner. Dig made by McKinney. Passed a little up front. Alexander takes it off the block. Great one-arm save by Connor. And it's going to be Studi to roll it across to the back row. Was almost across the 10-foot line. Here is the attack by Pelton. Dug out by the Stars. Short set Anderson. Her dump across is good. Long point. And finally finished by Megan Anderson. 10-10. Mestel with her eighth service point of the match. Studi leads the team with nine. And Mestel with a soft serve to the 10-foot line. Carson sets it way out there. Good look, Pelton, but blocked by Anderson. Megan Anderson with her second block, so she's got a couple of blocks and a kill here this time through the front row. And Kearney Catholic takes their second lead of the set, 11-10. Mestel serve again, short to Krumel. Carson sets it out to Megan Alexander, blocked up there again by Anderson. Four in a row by Kearney Catholic. And Coach Wendy Alexander coming out to talk to her team without using the timeout, trying to give them some instructions here as the Stars have made an adjustment. Serve over to McKinney. Here's a short set in the middle for Weliak. And I think this is going to work. No, Mestel all the way off the court. Passes at 30 feet. Outside Alexander tipped it wide and out of bounds. great save by Mestel. And she continues to serve five in a row for the second time tonight. And Ord will call the timeout. So five in a row has given Kearney Catholic a 13-10 lead in the third set. They've won the first two 25-18, 25-19. We'll be back with more on Classic Hits 98.9 in a moment.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Gooda with the C15 District Volleyball Championship from St. Paul here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney or St. Paul, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also want to say hi to our friends in Elaria and St. Labore listening to tonight's match here on Classic Hits and around the world on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Michaela Mestel has served four in a row here for the Stars to give them a 13-10 lead out of the Ord timeout. They'll set Megan Alexander. Near corner, finishes it off. Kill number three in this game, number nine in the match. Whenever our match is over, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. And Tierra Krumel now to serve it away for the Chanticleers. Across it goes to Mestel. Pass close to the net. Connor keeps it out. Anderson finishes. Megan with a big third set here. Fifth kill. She got two kills, three ace blocks here in this set. 14-11 Stars. Elsewhere, St. Cecilia leading Wood River 2-0. Grand Island Central Catholic leading Fillmore Central 2-0. And they're up 16-7 in the third. Jimmy McCann now to serve for Kearney Catholic. A lot of top spin on it. Carson gets it to the outside, and Alexander missed it. Megan a little wide. Ord's got to be careful here. Don't get the dobber down. They got to hang right in there. This is where the Stars have pulled away almost every set tonight. Stay in there with the season on the line. Back row, McKinney just punches it across to McCann. Connor, short set middle. Sokolowski, who's been pretty quiet tonight, dug out there by Kaylee Pelton. Returned by Reese. Kearney Catholic goes to Theron Baum, right side. Angle attack picked up by Tierra Krumel. Sings in the back row. And it'll be punched across by Reese to the Stars. Slides Sokolowski, blocked by Reese. Somehow Kearney Catholic bangs it around and gets it over. They're out of system. The Stars digging it out, sending it over again, and it is out of bounds. Shayla Connor had that back line open, but just missed it deep, and Ord will win a scrambling point. Side out for Morgan Anderson, the freshman, the younger of the Alexander sisters, trying to keep Ord in it here in the third game. Morgan throws the knuckleball across to Mestel. They try to move quick. Carson blocks Sokolowski. Stars pick it up, punch it over with Connor. Chanticleer's back set. Carson, she drives it into the block of Brannigan. They'll try again to Megan Alexander. Into the block of Baum. Ord digs it again. But now they're just going to have to pass it over. Free ball for the Stars. Connor slides. Sokolowski right side. Didn't get a lot on it. Blocked by Alexander. The Stars set it back across. Morgan Alexander with the dig. It's off the court. They'll have to pass it over. Free ball here for the Stars. Short set middle, Sokolowski rolls it over. Long rally. Ward's got it outside. Carson, she's blocked. Ace block, Kaylin Brannigan. Long, long rally. And the Stars win it. So instead of it being a two-point game, it's a four-point game. And Allie Prososki is now going to come in to serve for Kearney Catholic, leading it 16-12. Prososki serve right in the middle of Tierra Krumel. Set to the outside. Carson drives it middle. Gets the kill. Carson now is starting to get above that double block. She's been doing that most of the night. That is her ninth kill, tied with Alexander for the team high. And Megan Alexander now to serve it away for the Lady Chance. Needing to get this even if they want to keep things going. Clipped the net and fell over. So a break for the Chanticleers on an ace serve that did everything to just get over the net. That's the second ace in this set for Megan. 16-14. This one clearly gets over. Mestel's pass is off the mark. It's an ace. Wow, when's the last time that's happened? Back-to-back aces for Megan Alexander. I'm not talking about Megan getting aces. I'm talking about Messel mishandling the serve. That doesn't ever happen. They'll try it again. It's an ace. Inbound, 16-all. Time out, Kearney Catholic. Megan Alexander has drawn or even in the third set. We'll be back with more high school volleyball in a moment.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Once again, the Chanticleers battling a little past midway of a set with Ord. In the first set, it was 18-16. Second set, 18-16. Kearney Catholic both times. Here in the third set, it's 16-16. Ord has scored four in a row on three consecutive ace serves from Megan Alexander. Kearney Catholic forced to use the timeout. Each team has used one. Now Alexander puts a safe one in the middle. Two of the stars run together. Brannigan on the outside. Blocked by Carson, and Ord leads. Second ace blocked by Nikki Carson. The Chanticleers are answering the bell. Their longest run of the night. Alexander to serve. Megan, short 10-foot line to Studi. Connor to the outside. Brannigan into the block. It's an ace block again by Carson. 18-16 again, but this time Ord has the lead. Alexander with five in a row. Megan serve, this time taken over by Mestel. Dumped in there by Connor. That will finish the run. Shayla Connor says, I'll step up and finish a point here for the Stars. Side out, Kearney Catholic. In other action, Fillmore Central trying to make a comeback in game three against GICC. Central Catholic up two sets to none, but 19-18 to the third. Similar to this match, Paige Herbert's serve, passed into the net, dug out of the net by Alexander. Carson got a half swing on it, dug out Prososki, set to the outside, Mestel off the single block, Tierra Krumel with a dig. Back set, Carson, she'll drive it down, but a follow through into the net, they're going to say on Ord. Huge call. Ord would have been up two. Instead, we are now tied at 18 with Paige Herbert still on that service line. Paige taking a little extra time now on this serve and fires it off the net. Pops up there. It's going to be an ace serve. Ord couldn't do anything with it after it hit that tape and took all the momentum off it. Second ace for Paige Herbert. And Kearney Catholic regains the lead here. 19-18 in the third set, trying to sweep another opponent. Serve over to Tierra Krumel. Alexander sets it outside for Drudik. Blocked by Connor, who's got in the blocking game lately. Here's Carson, dug out by Connor. Free ball, that time it's not coming back. Nikki Carson drives it home. One of the all-time great volleyball players in Ord history. Probably taken after her aunt a little bit. Back to serve it away is Sydney Krumel here for Ord. 19 all, but in the net. Ord cannot afford any errors on the service line right now because Kearney Catholic has put Morgan Studi back there. 20-19, Kearney Catholic Stars are actually in a battle in a set late. Let's see how they respond here with a 2-0 cushion. Studi's jump serve into the net. So the teams exchange service errors. And Ord will serve it here with Nikki Carson. And Kearney Catholic starting to look here on the bench, looking at Bailey Sokolowski. No, somebody else. Serve across. Overpass. Joust at the net. Kearney Catholic has it. Mestel tries to go quick and puts it into her own net. And Ord regains the lead. 21-20 with a lot of help from the Stars. A lot of errors in this game. And Carson to serve. Each team still has a timeout remaining. Carson drops it over. Here's Carson set. Megan Alexander, near side kill. They didn't cover the near line. They covered the angle. And Anderson with her sixth kill. 21-21, third set. And Shayla Connor to serve. Hastings St. Cecilia has completed a sweep of Wood River 25-22, 13-13. Outside, here comes Thor. Dreaded kill. Kenzie, her first kill of this game. Thor, 22. Kearney Catholic, 21. Kearney Catholic has won over 55 consecutive sets this year, and now they're in a little trouble. Sydney McKinney to serve for Orr, leading it late. McKinney serve over to Studi. Connor, set middle. Messel has to adjust and send it deep. Stars are just totally out of sync, and Coach Chris Connor will call her final timeout. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Was there an in the net? Oh, there was a violation I didn't see here. Did they call Ord in the net? And now Kearney Catholic won't take the timeout. How huge is that? It's 22-all. And Mestel to serve. Coach Alexander just wanted an explanation of what exactly happened. And now here come the Stars. Mestel serve at McKinney. Carson sets outside. Megan Alexander blocked by Theron Baum, but it falls on the Stars' sideline. Point Ord. Number 10 for Megan Alexander, and Ord recaptures the lead. 23-22 into the front row. Sydney Krumel, Tierra Krumel back to serve. And Ord is actually going to call a timeout here with the serve. So Ord will take the timeout with a 23-22 lead in the third set. Kearney Catholic's up 2-0. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back to St. Paul. Obviously, Ord coach Wendy Alexander wanted to tell her team something here with her team serving. And she's going to be able to make a substitution here. That might be why she wanted the timeout, was so she could do that substitution. Ord 23, Kearney Catholic 22, Tierra Krumel to serve. And across to Mestel. Pass into the net. It's an ace. And Ord is up 24-22. The Stars haven't lost a set since the first Saturday of the year, and Kearney Catholic couldn't get the timeout called, so Tierra Krumel to serve it away to Mestel. Here's the set, Anderson, right side, blocked, but out of bounds, and a point for the Stars. There was no room to block the ball except back into the court, and Anderson will get the kill. But it's still game point for Ord. Jamie McCann to serve it away. Ord 24, Kearney Catholic 23. The Stars are still up 2-0. What a statement this would be. McCann to serve. Jamie gets it in to Krumel. Carson sets, dumps it over. Kearney Catholic has it off that short dump to Brannigan. She's blocked. Ord will get the point and win a set. Kaylee Pelton with the ace block. And Ord is the first Class C team all year to take a set from the Stars. 25-23. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Doug Dudeback with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the numbers of this third set. as Ord has pulled off the shocker, beating Kearney Catholic in the third set. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had 4 service points and a kill. Kaylin Brannigan had an ace block. Morgan Studi had 3 service points, 2 of them aces. Shayla Connor, a service point and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski had 2 kills. Jamie McCann had a service point. Megan Anderson, 3 ace blocks and 4 kills. Paige Herbert, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. The Stars only had 8 kills, 4 ace blocks, 3 ace serves. For Ord, Tierra Krumel had an ace serve. Morgan Alexander, 2 service points. Kenzie Drudick had a kill. Sydney McKinney, a service point. Kaylee Pelton had an ace block. Megan Alexander had 6 service points. 4 of those were aces. She had 4 kills. Nikki Carson, 3 service points, 2 ace blocks, 4 kills. Ord had 9 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves as the Chanticleers take set number 3, 25-23. Kearney Catholic still up 2-1. But again, that's the first set the Stars have lost since the Beatrice Invitational on the first Saturday in September, and the first set they've lost to a Class C team all year long. We'll be back with the fourth set in the C-15 District right after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Another update for you. Fillmore Central has come back from 9 down to beat Grand Island Central Catholic 27-25 in the third set. Central Catholic is up 2-1. Here it is, Kearney Catholic to serve to start the fourth set. Overpass, Carson kept it out of the net, dumped across Alexander, and that is going to work for an Ord point. Megan Alexander now with her 11th kill. And I was going to say, one thing Ord now has to be careful of, they cannot be worried about celebrating. They have got to keep that focus here and not let the Stars roll them early in the fourth set. And they get the first point, and Morgan Alexander will float it across to Studi. Here's Connor, slides Sokolowski off the tip, McKinney with the up, Alexander back set Carson, Carson soft roll, picked up there, Sokolowski, tipped by Brannigan, Ord joust at the net, Brannigan finishes. Kaylin Brannigan with her 6th kill, and it's 1-1. For Kearney Catholic, their numbers, and one of the reasons they probably have lost a set, their numbers are nowhere near what we usually see on kills and ace serves, right there with 7 ace serves. Ord also has 10, though, and that's unlike the Stars, as Carson is blocked up front by Sokolowski, and give Bailey credit for the point. 2-1, Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert on the serve again. We play the best of 5 here in the districts. And, of course, it's state. As Herbert serves, it's just wide in front of the referee stand and out of bounds. So Ord will get the ball, 2-2. Kearney Catholic won the first 2 sets, 25-18, 25-19. Ord has won the third, 25-23. And McKinney to serve it wide. A lot of her serves have gone out of bounds at the exact same spot. She comes all the way left, serves right about halfway back, and they've been wide. Not all of them, just the one she's missed. And now Studi with a jump serve for the Stars. Tierra Krumel gets it to Carson, sets it all the way to the other side. Here's Drudick. The dig is made by Herbert. Connor, little set there to Mestel, rolls it over. Good enough for the point. That's the 9th kill for Michaela Mestel. 7 for Anderson and Sokolowski, 6 for Brannigan. And Studi back at the service line again. Takes it across to Alexander. Megan DeMorgan to the outside. Drudick off the block. Dug out by Prasoski. Set outside Mestel, near side, takes Morgan Alexander off her feet, but she's okay, and they get it up. Passed across by Reese. Connor slides Anderson. Megan terminates. Number 8 for Megan. 5-2, Kearney Catholic. With their most dangerous server, Studi, back there. And she'll go again. Morgan, too much on that one. It's into the net. So back over to the Lady Chanticleers. And back to serve it away will be number 9, Sydney Krumel. Ward is led in kills by Megan Alexander with 11, and right behind her, Nicole Carson. Nikki has 10. That's the way it's been most of the year. One just a little ahead of the other. Kenzie Drudik has 5. Good strong serve. Studi has trouble. Connor tries to go get it. Nobody gets it after that. Ace serve for Sydney Krumel. And it's 5-4. This by far is the most trouble I've seen the Stars have on serve receive all year long, and it's progressively gotten worse as the match has went on. It wasn't that bad early, but I don't know if it's something different that Ord is doing, but the Stars are having problems. Here's the set for Anderson, and it's through the double block, dug out by the Chanticleers. Good save by Krumel, and over to the Stars. Anderson wide on the attack. It's out of bounds. 5-5. Krumel on serve. Sydney takes a little extra time. Floats it down the middle to Mestel. Here's the setback to Michaela. She'll hit it long. Is it out of bounds? Oh, it didn't matter. Ord was in the net. So a point for Kearney Catholic. Or did they call it in? I'm not even sure. There was no signal by the linesman. And I think maybe they're just going to call that ball in, not in the net, just in from Megan Anderson. So Kearney Catholic will get the point, 6-5. Shayla Connor on the serve. Cross to Megan Alexander. Morgan slides it right side. Weliak blocked there by Mestel. Chanticleers dig it out. They go back to Drudik, and Theron Palm is there for the ace block. Theron with her third ace block, and Kearney Catholic leads it by a score of 7-5. Shayla Connor serve. Just droops over to Tierra Krumel. Back set Carson. Drives it off the block of Mestel for a Carson kill. Number 11. Chanticleers down by 1. 7-6. And Nikki will go back to serve it away. Pelton back into the front row for the Chanticleers. The C15 District Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits. In a fourth set, surprising to everyone. Middle, Mestel drives it over. Megan Alexander, and then passed out of bounds. Mestel with the kill. She's got 10, 8-6. And we said at the beginning, Ord was a good volleyball team. Just by winning a set, they deserve to be in the state tournament. Nobody else has been able to do it. Mestel serve. Over to Drudik. Trouble for Ord, and they can't handle it. Pelton passed it wide. Drudik chased it down, but nothing more after that. Second ace serve for Michaela Mestel. 9-6. Kearney Catholic. Mestel again, this time very short to Alexander. Carson gets it outside. Drudik off the back foot, takes it across. Studi dig. Connor has to track it down. Standing spike for Brannigan. Tierra Krumel down to the knees to slide and pick it up. Chanticleers go to Pelton. Connor with a dig. Set outside. Here's Brannigan. She's wide on the angle attack. Point for Ord. Again, so far tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia has swept out Wood River. Grand Island Central Catholic leads Fillmore Central 2-1. And Kearney Catholic leads Ord 2-1. And Stars are up 9-7 in the fourth. As Sydney McKinney serves it away near side. Great serve. Stars get it. Theron Baum middle. She'll get the kill. Theron just her second kill. We have not got her the ball very much tonight. But that's normal. She's their second, third option when she's in the front row. But she has three ace blocks. And now Jamie McCann to serve it away. Chanticleers will go Carson with the set. Outside Pelton, left-handed kill on the near line. Kaylee with her fifth kill, but that's the first since the first set for Pelton. So she has been not as involved here as she was early on. Again, all three sets were close, deep. Ward was able to finish off in the third after the Stars ran away in the first two. Sokolowski middle blocked by Megan Alexander. A quick return. Ward trying to get it back. Alexander from the 10-foot line. Sails it across to Mestel. Short set Sokolowski. All she can do is tip it over. Great save by Carson. Full extension and set across. Free ball for the Stars. Slide Sokolowski, and now it's down. I'll tell you what, now the defense is starting to get a little bit better on both sides of the net. We've seen a couple of full extension, just get the fingernail under the ball, digs. Theron Baum now to serve it away. She'll stay in. Prasoski coming a couple of times. Clipped the net, got it over. Alexander will roll it back to Theron. Here is a wide set to Brannigan, and a one arm up. Ord won't get it back. Brannigan with the kill, number 7. 12-8, Kearney Catholic in the fourth set. That's the first service point of the night for Theron Baum. And we're going to get a timeout right here by the Chanticleers. Timeout on the floor. Kearney Catholic 12, Ward 8, fourth set. Stars up 2-1 here in the C15 District Tournament on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back here at St. Paul High School, where we are in the fourth set of the C15 District Championship game. Kearney Catholic won the first two, 25-18 and 19. Ward was able to pull out the third set, 25-23. And right now it is 12-8, Kearney Catholic, here in the fourth set, with Theron Baum still at the service line out of the Ord timeout. Carson sets outside. Pelton off the single block, picked up back row there by Mestel. They'll slide it to Sokolowski. Good enough for Bailey to register her ninth kill. 13-8, Kearney Catholic now up by 5. And that's about, in the first two sets when they got that lead, it was too much for Ord to overcome. Let's see if the Chanticleers can dig it out. Overpass on the serve, and Carson trying to keep it out of the net is called for a double hit. 14-8, Kearney Catholic is on a 5-1 run. And Sydney Krumel's going to come back in. Reese is going to come out just to slow the tempo here just a bit, see if they can get Theron Baum out of rhythm at that service line. And Theron gets it across to McKinney. Carson, good set outside Alexander. Blocked right back to her. Megan will set it to Carson. Carson will go to the other side now. Sydney Krumel will drive it over. Studi with the dig. Slide again to Sokolowski. Near side, McKinney with a good dig. She was the only one there. Alexander, big swing. Dug out by Theron Baum. Stars track it down for a back row attack. Michaela messed a lot on it. Tierra Krumel digs it out. Back set Sydney Krumel through the block for an Ord kill. First kill for Sydney Krumel, who normally wouldn't be in that spot. But she gets the kill, gets the ball back for Ord, and Morgan Alexander goes back to serve it away. Morgan, 5 points from the service line, one ace. Now fires it across. A little soft serve into the middle. Slide Soak in the middle again for the net call. They're going to put it out and into the net. Not Bailey was going angle, and she just drove it right into the net. So a point there for Ward. And Morgan Alexander on the serve. 14-10, the Stars. Knuckleball across to Mestel. Connor tracks it down. Back row attack by Mestel. Dug out by McKinney. Good pass to Alexander. Right side, Krumel on the angle. Prisoski with the dig. Stars go back row, Mestel again, rolls it over. Tierra Krumel, the libero, doing her job, picks it up. Megan Alexander, termination for the Chanticleers. Three in a row for Ord, trying to climb back in this one, 14-11. I think both sets of fans now starting to get a little anxious. Stars saying, let's quit messing around. Ord saying, can we actually get into this? Connor dumps it across. One arm up by Morgan Alexander. Short set for Megan. Has to dump it around the double block because they were right on top of the net. Sokolowski dumps it right back over. Saw the floor and gets the easy tip kill. So that's 10 kills for Sokolowski. 15-11. Kearney Catholic. And Paige Herbert back to serve it away. Get a great crowd on hand here making the trip over to St. Paul. Picked up by McKinney. Carson, lefty on the near side. Hit it off the antenna. Out of bounds. Point for Kearney Catholic, and they're right back up by 5, 16-11. Whenever we're done, it's the Misco Sports postgame, so stay with us. Herbert goes on the far angle. Boy, she had him leaning the wrong way. Ord does get it back. Great dig by Tierra Krumel again. Slides Sokolowski, tip down and good. The tip's been there, and Bailey is taking advantage of it. Fourth kill of the game, 11th of the match. Kearney Catholic up 17-11, and Ord will take the timeout. It could be their final one of the season. 17-11, Kearney Catholic up in the fourth set. They're up 2-1, and we'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Out of the timeout by the Chanticleers, the serve is across. Ward will go to Megan Alexander, and she will drive it into the net. Double hit called. Point, Kearney Catholic, 18-11. Paige Herbert still at that service line. Looking for four in a row. Stars now trying to put this one away in the district final. Here comes Ward to the outside. Carson off the block. Sokolowski, they can't find it. It is out of bounds. And the ball belongs to Ord. The block goes out of bounds. Nikki Carson will get the kill. That's her 12th. 18-12 Stars. Ord ball. Megan Alexander to serve with Kenzie Drudick back into the front row. Dozen kills for Alexander and Carson for Ord. 11 for Sokolowski. 10 for Mestel. 9 for Anderson for Kearney Catholic. Here's Mestel. Set a little wide. Good adjustment. Dug out Tierra Krumel. Back set to the outside. Sydney Krumel. One arm up by Herbert to Prasoski. Studi can't get it over. Point for the chance. Sydney Krumel getting some play here in this fourth set to help her Lady Chanticleer team. And Megan Alexander to serve. She had three aces in a row in the last set that helped get Ord that win. Here's a short set. Sokolowski. She goes up. The ball goes down. And Bailey has 12 kills. Five in this game. Kearney Catholic 19, Ord 13, fourth set. Ord the first team in Class C to take a set from the Stars this year. They lost a set to Lincoln Pius the 10th and to Waverly. That's it. Strong serve, Studi. Ord digs it out of the net by Morgan Anderson. Punched across. Slide, Megan Anderson. Driven across and overpassed, but out of bounds. So Anderson will get credit. Tell you what, Tierra Krumel has played one heck of a libero tonight. For the Chanticleer, she has dug up some darts. That's the 10th kill from Anderson. 20-13, Kearney Catholic. And Ord can say they went out with a fight tonight if they do indeed go out. And it looks like they will down 7. Outside attack, Drudick drives it to the back row. Herbert kept it alive. Mestel drives it over. There's Krumel again with the dig. Going to have to be passed across by Reese and passed out of bounds. 21-13, Kearney Catholic. Studi still serving. Ord will make a defensive switch. Studi with 13 points tonight. Trying to make it 14 here. Jump serve to Krumel. Alexander sets outside, a little wide. Trudick into the antenna. And it's 22-13. And Studi back to the service line. And the Ord fans realizing what's about to happen. Serve down the sideline to Megan Alexander. Dug out Morgan. Carson tries to roll it over from the 10-foot line. She does. And it's dumped over by Shayla Connor. And Connor will get the kill. Her fourth. Five in a row by the Stars. Ord's out of timeouts. It's 23-13. This game was 10-8. A 13-5 run. Ord has seen the Stars put on a couple of runs here. Studi serve to Tierra Krumel. Back set, Carson. She's going to take a huge swing, but missed the line. It is out of bounds, and it is championship point for Kearney Catholic. Studi to serve it away at 24-20, 24-13 to keep Kearney Catholic perfect on the air. Studi's jump serve across to Tierra Krumel. Anderson sets to the outside. Alexander sets to the outside to Drudick. Short set, Megan Anderson terminates, and Kearney Catholic is headed back to state as a district champion. 25-18, 25-19, 23-25, and 25-13. Remember, The Stars didn't win district last year. They lost to Grand Island Central Catholic, who they then beat in the state semifinals. But the season will come to an end for Ord with a record of 25-7. Kearney Catholic is a perfect 33-0, but they dropped their first set since the opening Saturday of the season. And the Chanticleers will be the runner-up. Kearney Catholic will head to state as the number one seed next Thursday night for an 8:30 matchup against a to-be-determined opponent. We'll be back with a Mesco Sports postgame show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ord, St. Paul, right after this timeout.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings at Dunham's. Our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to St. Paul, where our C-15 district championship game is over, and Ord has one of those very rare feelings right now. They know their season's over. They have to know that they're good enough to be at the state tournament. This is a team that got better as the year went along. And they come in tonight, and they take a set from Kearney Catholic, which nobody else in Class E has been able to do this year. But there's very little consolation in that because they know their season is over. So it's a double-edged sword there. They may have played one of their better matches. And to be honest, neither team played their best match of the year tonight. We'll talk with Coach Chris Connor here in a little bit about that and get her take on it. But the Stars struggled tonight. They had a lot of errors. They had trouble on serve receive. So give credit to Ord. They did a great job here this evening. It's time for the Mesco Sports post-game show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play, headquartered in downtown Ord with basketball and wrestling coming up and trying to keep the fans all warm and comfy and looking good, whether it's your local high school or with Husker gear, Loper gear, they've got you taken care of at Misco's. We will take a break, come back with the numbers and a whole lot more on the Misco Sports postgame show after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Coach Chris Connor will be making her way up here for our Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us for that. In the meantime, let's run down the numbers we had in the fourth and final set. First of all, for the Ord Chanticleers, I had Morgan Alexander with a couple of service points. Then you go down to Kaylee Pelton, who had a kill. Sydney Krubel, two service points. One was an ace, two kills. Megan Alexander had a service point and two kills. And Nikki Carson had two kills. Seven kills, no ace blocks, and 1A serve in the fourth set for the Ord Lady Chanticleers. For Kearney Catholic, let's take a look at their numbers in the fourth set. Michaela Mestel had an ace serve and two kills. Kaylin Brannigan had two kills. Morgan Studi had 8 service points, not in a row, 2 good trips back to the service line. Shayla Connor had a service point and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski had an ace block and 5 kills. Theron Baum, 3 service points, an ace block, and a kill. Megan Anderson had 4 kills, and Paige Herbert had 4 service points in that fourth and final set. I had Kearney Catholic for 15 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve as the Stars win the fourth set 25-13 to win the match 3-1. And we'll give you the composite numbers here in just a moment. But right now, the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Chris Connor, joins us. And Coach, first time all year that it was 3-1, because the other two times you were playing in at Beatrice, it was 2-1. So I guess the story tonight is that you guys dropped the set, and I know there's probably more to it than that. This was not your cleanest match of the year, and one of the reasons you dropped that set. But you find a way to get out of here and pick up a district plaque, which the girls didn't get last year because 1 and 2 were played in the same district. But overall, your thoughts on just the match tonight?
Definitely not the match we were looking for. It's been kind of a crazy week for the girls, whether it's that or not. But I know a lot of them put in some long days the last few days. And we played that way the first few sets. We really didn't play, and even the fourth set, we still didn't look how we looked in practice in the last few weeks. So I'm not sure what to attribute it to. I mean, there were just like a lot of multiple errors and not necessarily one thing. I thought Ford, they picked us apart and then picked up a lot on our weaknesses and had a great game plan.
A lot of it came down to serving. It was the toughest serve receive night I've seen from you guys this year. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, we had more communication errors and just kind of some indecisiveness, and they served some great seam balls, and we just had a lot of communication errors that we really hadn't seen the whole year. So I mean, this was the most tonight. So we know what we'll be working on in practice on Monday.
Did you sense any frustration out there from your team at all?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's like, okay, this isn't supposed to happen, and let's take care of this. And we kind of get on like a 2 or 3 point run, and then we have an unforced error, and then your momentum dies. So we never really got on any runs until that fourth set.
Chris Connor, Kearney Catholic volleyball coach, with us. Chris, what does it say when we're picking apart a district championship for the Stars, as opposed to anybody else would be just darn happy to win a district championship and do it in this fashion?
Yeah, I'm proud of them. Like, I know how they can play, and they know. I mean, after we won it, they're still kind of, they kind of look like a bunch of lost pups. And they're just like, oh, man, where was our A game? It wasn't here tonight. But, they found a way to win. They came back in the fourth set. And they got, right before that started, they got together and said, okay, we need to take care of these things and we need to do this. They were sitting 3 deep back on defense the whole night. And our kids like to go hard, and, they need to remember they can tip once in a while and play a little finesse game too. We didn't do that till about the middle of the fourth set.
Yeah, and it worked really good. Bailey saw that and was able to elevate over the block and just kind of push it around a little bit. And your serving may have been a little stronger or didn't pass it quite as well in that fourth game.
Yeah, we kind of got on a roll there and gotten some, rhythm. And, bulk of our points has probably been off our serves, because if we serve aggressive and we get an easier ball back, we're pretty deadly. But not as much tonight.
I guess the good thing, and we mentioned during the broadcast, you can get away with it tonight, can't get away with it next week. There's no room for error next week. And as we keep mentioning, all these accolades have been put on this team, doing the best that they've ever done, yet they still have that one goal that they've never been able to attain, and they can do that next week with the state championship. Is it wearing on them? Do they talk about it? Is that something that's been brought up? Is it still on the chalkboard or the grease board in the locker room? How have you guys been handling that?
Oh, I think it's definitely been talked about. That's definitely one of those things the seniors don't want to go out of this program without. So, they feel like last year they had that shot and couldn't capitalize on it. So, definitely they've got unfinished business as their theme, and they want to go down there and play a good game. And we know if we can play our A game, we've got a great shot.
Last question. You're going to go in as the hunted this year. You've been hunting Columbus SCOTUS and Grand Island Central Catholic, and they may both be there for all we know, but you're going to be the number one this time. Is that a different feeling going in than the last handful of years?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's you know teams are gunning for you and picking you apart like Wendy did tonight, did a good job. We're going to go into it with the attitude that, you know, we have something to prove, which we do. And I think the girls will take a pretty realistic approach about it. And, you know, we usually go in there assuming that, you know, we're the underdog, you know. So we're not really used to that position. So,
well, I'll get the pajamas and get ready for next week. The late game, hopefully three nights in a row for you guys.
I hope so.
Chris, thanks. Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, sir.
That's Chris Connor, head volleyball coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, winning it tonight in four. We'll give you the composite numbers right after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web. As we have PlatteRiverPreps.com, you can pick up the podcast of tonight's broadcast, photos tomorrow, podcast tonight at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's a look at the overall final numbers that I had in the match this evening. First of all, for the Chanticleers, Tierra Krumel had 3 service points. 2 of them were aces. She was the libero, did an outstanding job in that libero position tonight. We don't keep digs, but she probably had to lead the team in digs tonight. Morgan Alexander had 7 service points. 1 was an ace. Kenzie Drudick had 5 kills. Sydney McKinney had 4 service points. Allie Waliak had 1 kill. Kaylee Pelton had an ace block and 5 kills. Sydney Krumel, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Megan Alexander had 8 service points, which is going to lead the team. 4 of those were aces. She also had 12 kills, tied with Mickey Carson, who had 12 kills. Carson also had 3 ace blocks, 7 service points, 3 of them aces. So Alexander and Carson in their final match as Ord Lady Chanticleers lead the team as they usually do. I had Ord for 37 kills, 4 ace blocks, 11 ace serves, and the Chanticleers will end the season at 25-7. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had 12 service points, 2 of them aces, 10 kills. Kaylin Brannigan had an ace block, 7 kills. Morgan Studi led the team in serving tonight with 17 points. 3 of them were aces. Whitney Colling had 2 service points. Shayla Connor, 6 service points. 1 was an ace, 4 kills from her center position. Bailey Sokolowski had 2 ace blocks and a team-high 12 kills. Theron Baum, 3 service points, 3 ace blocks, 2 kills. Jamie McCann, 3 service points. Megan Anderson, 3 ace blocks, 11 kills. And Paige Herbert, 9 service points, 2 of them were aces, 1 kill. I had Kearney Catholic for 47 kills, 8 ace blocks, and 8 ace serves, as the Stars remained perfect, 33-0, but it took 4 sets, 25-18, 25-19, 23-25, and 25-13. We'll wrap things up.